Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 501. Today, Simon asks, I am reading a book at the moment that's a third-person omniscient, and it head-hops a lot. Often every paragraph, and sometimes every sentence. The book is otherwise interesting, so I've stuck with it, but I was wondering whether this is normal for third-person omniscient, slash, it's what people would expect and accept. The point of view doesn't really grab me as a writer right now, but I know my stories dictate how they should be told, so it may come up in the future. Simon, yes, the point of a third-person omniscient is, in fact, that it head-hops a lot. It's third-person omniscient as opposed to third-person constrained or subjective. The omniscient narrator knows what's going on in everybody's head and lets you know what's going on in everybody's head, and the drama is found not in what you don't know, but in seeing the mismatch between what the different characters know and think and value and are aiming for. When this kind of dynamic difference is applied to the area of crime fiction, for example, you get the difference between a mystery, which would be the subjective point of view, where part of the whole thing is that you only know what's going on from the point of view of the person whose eyes you're looking through, and suspense, where you know everything that's going on, but the characters don't. The technical term for this is dramatic irony, where you know more than what the characters know, and in seeing this, you are forced to watch unfold a situation which you know how to fix, but they don't. Third-person omniscient is fantastic, though difficult to pull off. For suspense, it works really well in romance novels. It's really good for mythological novels, novels of great sweep. Frank Herbert managed to combine the best of the third-person omniscient as applied to the historical novel and the epic novel and the suspense novel all together in his Dune books, and those are definitely worth studying for a masterful use of third-person omniscient. Less masterful in the sense of using it to do double and triple duty in the story, but still no less good in terms of the execution and the ability to follow, is the easy way that Tolkien uses third-person omniscient with some interesting constraints that are almost invisible unless you're looking for them in The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. He also goes completely full-bore omniscient with no constraints in The Silmarillion, which is also masterful, but is a lot harder to read. By the way, if you're interested in reading The Silmarillion, the trick is to get the audiobook. What Tolkien has done is he's written in that book a series of epics that are meant to be sung or recited rather than read. And the moment you hear them aloud, you suddenly understand the stories and why they're written that way in a way that's fairly obtuse and obscure if you leave them just on the written page. Martin Shaw does a fantastic audio reading of The Silmarillion, and I can't recommend it enough. Another good recent use I've seen of third-person omniscient was in Gail Carriger's Parasol Protectorate stories. Really, really well-done use of third-person omniscient in there in a comedic and romantic vein. Lots of head-hopping, and you never lost. The trick to writing third-person omniscient really well is not getting your reader lost when they're head-hopping. And that does take a little bit of practice. But if you do it right, I mean really right, the reader won't really notice, and they will just simply go along for the ride. Thank you for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.